There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. The only holster I carry, the only holster I use. Enough said. I can carry, they make one for inside the waistband carry, they make one for outside the waistband carry. The ones that they make for outside the waistband, there's three different models, all with retention, all with modularity, all highly capable. Check them out. If you own a gun and it gets stolen, chances are you're never going to see that particular pistol or rifle again. And that's not an entirely surprising conclusion to reach about this. According to the U.S. Department of Justice's National Crime Victimization Survey, an average of 232,400 guns are stolen each year in a period from 2005 to 2010. Guns were recovered in only 17% of reported burglaries and in 15% of other property crimes. Assuming that rate has continued to today, ignoring the possibility that there are at least as many stolen guns that are not reported. So, it's very safe to make the presumption that there are millions of guns in the criminal pipeline circulating today. The gun that was used in the NYPD execution, for example, was bought legally the first time ever when the shooter was 9 years old. And it's been circulating. We don't know when it got stolen. We don't know a lot of things about it. So, because we know that there's millions of stolen guns out there, probably stolen from law-abiding gun owners, another thing that we know is tightening background checks is going to do nothing, not anything, to stifle or eliminate the supply of stolen guns from criminals. In fact, that stat tells us that background checks are nothing more than security theater. Nothing more than security theater. And that is the state's attempt to delay or degrade and or destroy Americans' natural, civilly, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Now, just coming out of the Springfield, Illinois Police Department, 3 years worth of data, there were 291 guns stolen in Springfield between January 1, 2012 and December 11, 2014. In that time frame, 13 of those guns were recovered, a rate of less than 4.5%. In the 35 full months surveyed, 284 guns were stolen. That's just over 8 guns stolen per month, or 1 gun stolen every 3.75 days. Between January 1st and December 11th, 2014, a total of 186 incidents were reported involving the theft of a firearm. In the 35 full months surveyed, there were 183 incidents. That's just over 5 incidents per month, or 1 incident every 6 days. Handguns are the Honda Accord of guns stolen. Very popular. easy to hide. Since 2012, 191 handguns have been stolen, 65.6%. Shotguns were the next most popular, with 47 stolen, 16.1%. There were 28 rifles stolen, 9.6%. The remainder of the stolen firearms, 25 guns or 8.6%, were not known because owners couldn't provide sufficient information to police, or the police records didn't include sufficient information to determine the type of gun stolen. In three cases, six or more guns were stolen at a time. The most guns stolen at one time were nine in a burglary in the 1700 block of North 19th Street on November 20th, 2013. My friend Such, Double Zero, the YouTuber, somebody broke into his house. Don't know if the guy knew that that was Such's house. And while he was going through the house, he found a gun, and he stole it. Guns are a bonus when you leave them unattended. What are some ways that guns can be set up to be stolen? Well, let's see. Let's see, if you're going about your day and you're going into a courthouse. I don't carry my gun into a courthouse. I lock my gun in the car. If somebody steals the car, the gun is going with it. If somebody breaks into the car, they're going to find the gun. There's only so many places you can lock a gun. I thought about putting they make various gun safes that fit into cars, which sort of screams out, there's a gun in here. But I haven't done that just yet. And that would be more to the point of trying to keep them secured. Having a safe in the car that is not mounted to the frame doesn't really do that much to it, because that means, they can just pick up the safe and go open that at their leisure. And they will open it. Don't make a mistake about that. But anytime you leave a gun unattended, there's a chance it's going to be stolen. And with as many of these guns that are stolen from people that are probably taking background checks, and as many of these guns are being used in crime, how is a background check going to weed out the criminal? When there's so many millions of them out there, guns in the criminal circles, they circulate. They get passed around. There's a vast black market out there. If I became a prohibited person, that doesn't mean that I don't get to have a gun if I want one bad enough. I'll find a gun. Mark my words. And that's the way it is with anybody. So this whole thing about background checks, there would be more credence for me with background checks if somebody comes out. I know an instance where an FFL that I know had a true desperado in there trying to buy a AR-15 lower. And he called the ATF about it. He didn't pass the background check the first time, and he had to wait the 3 days. But he knew this guy was a desperado. He had enough information for this guy to be a desperado. So he calls the ATF. He says, this guy's going to be here on this day to pick this up if you want to come and apprehend him. They didn't show up. Neither did local law enforcement. Nobody showed up. And this guy's sticking his neck out there. He's telling the guy, well, you can come and pick it up. So then the guy comes to pick it up. He knows he's prohibited. He can't sell it to him. That could have turned out really badly. I'm glad most people that work in gun shops carry guns. I'm sure that was in the back of that potential buyer's mind. But in the instance where you actually do have a bad guy that shouldn't be trying to buy a gun that way, they don't do that much to him. I think in 2010 they prosecuted 17 of them out of 77,000 turndowns. The turndown means that somebody that shouldn't be buying a gun was trying to possess a gun. Now, a lot of those were false negatives. You can get on lists real easy. But just remember this. With as many guns as in circulation today and where they get them from, background checks are not going to stop anything. The science is in. We'll be right back. We're going to be told what we don't need. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Red Stripe. That's all I'm going to tell you. Go check out the Red Stripe holster line at G-Code at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from a writer by the name of from newswithviews.com, Servando Gonzalez, talking about the Second Amendment. He writes, I think the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution should be abolished, particularly the right that says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Why do I think so? Because most Americans believe that the Second Amendment gives them the right to keep and bear arms. That is not only untrue, but it gives them a false sense of security. Actually, the Second Amendment does not give you the right to keep and bear arms. It only recognizes that unalienable right. By the way, there is nothing in that recognition indicating that you have the right to carry only unconcealed arms. Actually, people who beg the government for an authorization to carry a concealed gun are voluntarily forfeiting themselves of their unalienable right to carry guns. Sort of, you know, I don't disagree with what he's saying, okay? I've been accused of being a sellout for getting a concealed carry permit. I know a lot of people that carry guns that have no permit. You'd be surprised, some of the people that do. But, and they're good people. They're good people. They believe that they don't need a permit. And I tend to concur with them. But we'll get to the rest of that in a minute. He writes, says, the Declaration of Independence recognizes that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, meaning property. These unalienable rights to freedom, life, and property are not given to you by your government, nor is the government going to protect those rights. This is the reason why the Second Amendment recognizes your right to keep and bear arms to protect your life, your liberty, and your property, mainly from assaults from the government. Therefore, the right to keep and bear arms to protect your life, liberty, and property is not guaranteed by the Second Amendment, much less by the U.S. government. Only the arms you have an unalienable right to keep and bear protect those rights. When you surrender that right, that is just the first step to force you to renounce your unalienable right to life, property, and life, liberty, and property. Some American gun owners have been saying over and over that the only time they will ever get their gun is when they pry them from their cold, dead fingers. Nevertheless, during the Katrina gun grab, the gun grabbers didn't have to pry the guns from the gun owner's cold, dead fingers. The gun owners sheepily surrendered their guns to the gun grabbers. I think it is time for gun owners to put their money where their mouths are. In the late 19th century, the Cuban patriots waged a successful war against Spain's tyranny. The Cuban soldiers, poorly dressed, most of them barefooted and lacking in armament and food, faced a powerful army. Cuban's weapon of choice was the machete. A few months after the war began, however, it was common occurrence to see the heavily armed Spanish soldiers fleeing a machete charge led by General Antonio Maceo and his courageous men, some of them ex-slaves. His idea of freedom is revealed in his words, "You don't beg for freedom, you win it with the cutting edge of your machete. Begging for rights is only appropriate of cowards incapable of exerting them." His point is that the Second Amendment is redundant, to the point of being foolish. And he says that this explains why, even though your right to life, liberty, and property is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence and mentioned in the Fifth Amendment, there is no specific amendment solely devoted to mentioning that the right of the people to the life, liberty, and property should not be infringed. Once again, you know, I've got some thoughts on this, and we'll get to them in just a second. He also seems that he says that the Second Amendment was conceived for freedom beggars, not for free people capable of fighting for their unalienable rights. Even if it's abolished and the Constitution itself is modified or simply canceled, free people still have the unalienable right to life, freedom, and property as long as that right, as well as the right to have the means they need to protect their rights. That's all very true. I've said that many times. Now, what it boils down to is he's basically, I don't know if Mr. Gonzalez has ever been in combat. okay? And what he's basically saying is that we need to do away. See, the Second Amendment was written by the founders because they realized that the people that followed them would want to monkey with it. They would want to monkey with everything in government. They would want to, once you get power, that is, it's like a disease that spreads through you. And they understood that. And they sent the Bill of Rights out there, and it was in a nice little meadow surrounded by a high fence. It's something that Congress was never supposed to mess with. And it codified the rights that we were born with. And they tried to make, you know, they argued over the language for years, trying to get it right, trying to get it somewhere where everybody would agree on it. But this guy, one of the things that he writes is that while he is, it sounds like he's a gun nut, he's fully for the banning of firearms. And he says that he would do this by the following means. First, he would begin by disarming the criminals and the politicians. Once the criminals are disarmed, we should proceed to disarm the police, beginning with their SWAT teams. Once the criminals and the politicians are policed, we need to disarm the DHS and the rest of the alphabet suit of new agencies created after the 9/11 events. And then, only then, would we, the people, would not feel the need to carry guns unless you live in a bear area. And then we need to disband the military and all of the things that go along with it, the private military contractors, close all U.S. military bases abroad. We need to stop fighting unnecessary wars abroad on behalf of transnational bankers and corporations that are not American anymore. And he quotes General Smedley Butler, "There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights." He wants to change the U.S. military into a Swiss-like system of conscription where only all able citizens must serve in the military for a short time, then become part of the reserve or the militia, and keep their fully automatic military rifles at home. That would be a truly peaceful America. I thought you just wanted to disarm everybody. I thought you just said we didn't need those. You're confusing me, Salvador. This is a different kind of utopia. And it's one that doesn't exist as well. It's one that doesn't exist as well. Asking, we can't get politicians to impose term limits on themselves. Do you think we're going to get them to disarm themselves too? Disarm their various mechanisms they have in place? They think they're special. It's a little thought-provoking. I sort of like it. Very confused person, though. Very confused. Let's give up the guns so then everybody can have guns. Okay, gotcha. I'll write that down. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. The only holster I carry, the only way I carry ammo. Go check out the Scorpion line. You'll like what you see. Now, okay, we just talked about one guy that thinks there's no need for the Second Amendment because God gave us the right and we need to go the way of Switzerland, which I'm not all that against. But from another person, let's talk about another viewpoint of abolishing. This is coming from Tom Hastings. He's the Peace Voice Director and teaches in the Conflict Resolution Program at Portland State University in Oregon. Ah, golly gee. He asks, what country fetishizes, lionizes, valorizes, idolizes, and sacralizes, I don't even know if these are words, guns as much as does our United States? Okay, possibly Mozambique, the only country with an AK-47 on its flag. But really, it's long past time to end this obsessive, my precious attachment of Americans to instruments of death. This morning of December 25th, 2014, of the 9 top stories from U.S. Reuters, 6 were about shootings, 4 new ones, and 2 about the national movement against shootings of citizens by police. This pandemic of 6 violence, punctuated by mass killings of children, has gone on far too long. It's long past time to repeal the Second Amendment. The fate of the Second Amendment should have been sealed when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2008 that past rulings by their predecessors were wrong. That in fact the amendment that provided for a well-regulated militia really guaranteed every individual to right own a gun. Wow. That's interesting reading in the English language. What the Supremes have done is not only warp the meaning and make it into twisted law, but further prohibit states and local governments from declaring their places free of legal guns. The conservative court once again rules against the power of states, a principle that used to be associated with darn liberals who wanted to make sure everyone had the right to vote. For example, even though they weren't properly white enough. That was never the Democrats getting out there making that fight, you idiot. That was never theirs. Now, when a city or state wants to outlaw firearms, too bad. The conservatives took away their powers and rights in favor of Big Brother. You know what? I'm all for states' rights, Mr. Hastings. However, I'm not for states' rights when it comes to them taking away my naturally God-given rights. And somebody's got to hold their feet to the fire on that one, whether you like it or not. In the meantime, I'm going to be checking out the first few words of your little screed. He says the only logical path, given the clearly decided role of the Second Amendment, is to repeal it. American people are tired of mass shootings and police shootings and family feud shootings and sibling shootings and accidental or toddler shootings and teen suicide by gun, which he says is highly popular. We're exhausted by the proliferation of death, of threats, of bloodshed, and by the NRA/gun industry moral garbage spewing forth every time someone challenges the ubiquity of guns. Repeal the Second Amendment. Surround it. Grab it. Bring it on the back room. Pull down the shades and end it. Okay, petition for it. Get it on the ballot and get it done by enough of the U.S. populace, by enough people in enough states to get it consigned to the dustbin of history. You picked the wrong time to write this, didn't you? I mean, did you see the Pew Research poll? You're never going to get enough people to go along with that based on that. Now, first of all, you know, I've discounted every point he's made before in the past. And this is such a breathless, hysterical little ditty that he wrote. Let's take this. First of all, I don't own a gun. Not one. And I own a few nice ones. That, I don't have my ego invested in any of them. They're nothing more than a tool. The nice ones are really good tools. But it's like getting out there and saying, I love my Snap-on wrenches more than my Craftsman's. They both twist. They both torque. He talks about the 9 top stories from U.S. Reuters. 6 were about shootings, 4 new ones, and 2 about the national movement. That's indicative of the fact that criminals operate in the United States like they do everywhere. Like they do in Australia. I'm sure you like the Australian thing. Like they do, say, in, England. See, the difference between me and the Tom Hastings of the world is I'm against violence against innocent people. I'm against all violence against innocent people. I'm against the knockout game and running people over with cars when you're drunk and being beaten with a mailbox. I'm against all that stuff. I'm against being knifed and slashed. And there's 2 ways you can be against those things. You can say, I don't like it and I don't do it, and that's as far as you take it. Or you can say, I don't like it and I don't do it, and then you learn how to defend against it. And then if something happens in front of you, you defend. You get into the breach. He seems completely oblivious to the fact of how many good people are out there carrying guns. Completely oblivious. He's sick of the pandemic, punctuated by the mass killings of children. And he doesn't know what well-regulated meant in the 1700s, which is a common malady that afflicts all of these deep-thinking, hysterical, breathing really hard, I gotta scream this at you so that you understand what I mean. If you want to throw the doors open to a constitutional convention, I'm not against that. There's a lot of people that are. There's a lot of people that say, well, what might we get out of it? Well, I think it would take 36 states to ratify an amendment right? I know that there's 38 states that have already tried to pass preemption against the federal government in some means or form. You got Missouri, you got Oklahoma, you've got Kansas, you got Montana. I mean, the list goes on and on. So they would never win that. They would never get that to work. All of these, and he gets out there, okay, petition for it. That's, I'm sure Bloomberg, I'm sure he would prostrate himself in front of this guy. Prostrate. He would lay down for him. He would pucker up for Bloomberg because Bloomberg is getting things on, starting petitions, getting it on ballots. In the face of an attack, and it can happen to Tom Hastings as easy as anybody else, when somebody comes through your door, there is no peace voice to employ. You can be talking in soothing tones for as long as it takes for him to cross the room and clock you. If you want to be undefended, by all means, go that route. It's your choice. A quarter of a century ago, I threw my hand up and defended that right for you to make that decision. But you don't get to make it for me, and you don't get to make it for anybody else, only for you. Okay. Okay. That cracks me up. If you haven't figured out, today's show has been themed about all the people that want to mess with things, that want to make declarations. And we're coming up on the last break. When we get back, we're going to hear from a professor who wants to blame the NRA for the deaths of the NYPD officers. That's really going out on the limb. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, and as affordable out as anything out there. Check them out. On December 28th, 2 days ago, Occidental College professor Peter Dreyer, and if you want it, I have his email and his phone number and his website, claimed those looking for a cause behind the December 20th executions of NYPD officers Wenjian Liu and Rafael Ramos need to quit pointing the finger at NYC Mayor Bill de Blasio and start pointing it at the NRA. According to Dreyer, the NRA has blood on its hands for the deaths of NYPD cops. Published also at Dummington Post, he writes that Peter Lynch, head of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, is garnering headlines by blaming New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio for encouraging protests against police in the wake of the jury's decision not to indict following Eric Garner's death. He claims that Lynch seizes on de Blasio's criticism of police abuses, but overlooks evidence that he's been a strong defender of New York City's police department in other ways. And he claims that Lynch also overlooks the NYP or the NRA's alleged culpability in the executions. After all, the NRA defends the right of Americans to carry concealed weapons in bars, schools, churches, universities, and elsewhere. This poses a huge threat to police and civilians alike. Oh, gosh. Okay. In New York City, they have 34,000 plus gun permits. I don't know if that means that they can carry these guns or if they can simply own them. And to have one of these, you have to be one of the beautiful people. One of the beautiful people. And a lot of the beautiful people that think the wrong way don't get them either. Concealed carry, unless you are a cop active, the regular, for depending on where you are, we're in law enforcement, you may not be able to get the credential in New York City. There is no legal concealed carry of any type in New York City. And I would you know, I would expect a distinguished academic professor to know the law where he's going in. And you know what? People get shot in bars and in churches and in schools and universities and elsewhere by bad guys. And sometimes they get stopped by good guys who carry guns in those places. Points out that the NRA opposed, furthermore, he points out that the NRA opposed more gun control at the federal level when Senators Dianne Feinstein and Joe Manchin pushed for it in April 2013. And he tries to make the case that this opposition to the gun control they proposed opened the door for gunman Ishmael Brinsley to acquire his firearm. Now, Breitbart News reported that Brinsley stole the gun he used in a 2011 crime. Dreyer gives lip service to this, then quickly pivots to say that the fact that law enforcement cannot pinpoint how Brinsley acquired the gun he used on December 20th means he may have bought it online, because guns are so easy to get online or from a gun show. But he does admit there's a chance he may have stolen it, but that is beside the point. But the lesson he's trying to make is that we need more gun control now, and the NRA is to blame for preventing it. I'm going to say this one more time. The NRA, when Manchin Toomey was being considered, had sat down on the bench. And Larry Pratt at Gun Owners of America pointed that out, shaming them into taking a stand. They were going to let it pass. They had made a deal with Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin went to Pat Toomey, the Republican, and told him, look, the NRA is not going to oppose this, so you can come in on this if you want, and we'll make it look bipartisan. The gun that Brinsley used was purchased new when Brinsley was 9, and then it got into the criminal chain. He did not find it online. He did not find it at a gun show, because it doesn't. Guns that are in the criminal supply chain don't exist as far as you and I are concerned, unless they're pointed at us. They have ceased being. You know, they originated somewhere legally, but they're not there anymore. This guy, he was on the Rachel Maddow show, which doesn't surprise me. But hey, you know, as far as all that goes, he's welcome to it. Now, as we get ready to close out, you and I, as law-abiding gun owners, we're going to be forced very shortly, because the incidences of people shooting at cops is beginning to expand. And you and I are going to be forced very shortly to pick a side. We have an opportunity here to play cowboys and communists, if you will. And these incidences where the cops are being shot at is coming up. You know, it keeps expanding. Sunday night, Dade City, Florida, two Pascal County deputies sitting in separate squad cars came under fire from a volley of shots. The officers never saw their attackers. A pair of suspects opened fire on an LAPD officer as he was sitting in his cop car. The attacks are intensifying, and these are no accidents. We're now looking at an emerging low-grade civil war, where people who hate the United States of America and all that it stands for are attempting to destroy the very fabric of our nation by targeting law enforcement for isolation and execution. It is their very sincere belief, honed by domestic terrorists from the 1960s, early 1980s, that have an inordinate amount of power in federal, state, and local politics, that a nation stripped of effective local law enforcement is a nation easily stripped of law and order, and perhaps easily remade under strict centralized control. Now, without getting into too many of the details here, you know, there are agitators in this, and they come from a lot of different stripes, And then there's the rest of us, and that makes us the Americans. We're on the American side. So their desire to weaken law enforcement has a long, long game of hoping to subjugate you. And we have a choice to make. And you have some decisions you have to make. You have to decide how much you're going to tolerate as they attempt to destroy the nation from the inside. You have to decide, what are you willing to sacrifice in order for your children and grandchildren to remain free? I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to keep my weapons lubed. I'm going to keep my ancillary gear in a state of readiness. My oath that I took still binds me. I am a veteran, but I can be an active veteran. I don't want war, but I'm not going to surrender to rabble who want me in chains. So you have to choose. You have to choose now, and it's been set by this guy. He set the bar. Are you going to be sons of liberty, or are you going to be sons of Obama? We'll do this again in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.